7J Mobile.
WK and 4 VWA. What's up, big guy?
Here, just a slight, ever so slight something in the background. Give me 5 seconds of dead key. If you were looking at the there would be the ever so slightest little spiking along the base of the plane, but I mean it's clean. I mean you're way more than readable. It sounds good.
Hey Dave, that static is repeater static because it's on Steve's. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, good afternoon, Bob. How are you doing, buddy?
Did some work today on my way home and park the truck and trailer and go in and relax. Go ahead, Dave.
Into my little workshop to sit down to get started on it right now. If you'd like, I will have you an answer on that in about 4 or 5 minutes to my own satisfaction. I just cannot see them putting a product out that would have that kind of issue, that kind of design flaw. So I'm sure it's just me being, you know, picking pepper out of the gravy. Okay, well, now it might be a little bit longer for that now because I'm just now at that point to sit down and register, bind, and calibrate. Compromising drag or lag. Roger, roger, I certainly do. And I'll be looking for that. That comes under the drag and lag. It's supposed to be like 50, high of about 52 or about 52 tomorrow. But even my truck says today it was only supposed to be like 46 or 48. But the temperature out there is already up to 55. So if it gets nice tomorrow, I'm probably going to go out and limber up the thumbs a little bit and try to get that cadet back in the air. So, you know, hey, that's what is so nice about being retired. I can go and do as I please.
maybe. All right, well, let me get at it. Now, I'll give you a call back in about, whenever I get calibrated, and I can actually exercise those servos and see what we got, okay? So, W4DJW, look for my call a little bit later. KN4VWA, yeah, I'm clear.
WKI4DOS. It's cold. I'm out here sorting out through all these antennas. Ham sticks, all kinds of different antennas. Andy's going to come up tomorrow and get that other transceiver. The power supply that was in that crate with the 544 actually goes to the Omni 6. He had power poles on that 544 where he had it hooked in one of those other power supplies. Coming up tomorrow to pick it up. So it's gone. So the only two big ones we got left is the 544 and the Jupiter, and somebody's already spoken for the Jupiter, but I don't know if they're going to get it or not. Put some decent prices on it, and it seems like we must have done pretty good because there's a whole lot of that stuff gone. I've got five Mac mounts. I don't know what all of them are yet, but I'm going to try to hook them up to the analyzer and find out. And got a couple of those little jumpers that go from SMA connector over to the SO239 for, I think it's got Voxon on there, if I'm not mistaken. Got tags on both of those. But it's, yeah, both of those are Voxon. It goes from the male SMA connector to the SO239. Five or six mag mounts. I don't know what they cover right now. One of them's 2 meters, 440, and it's a little coil about 6 inches tall. It's a little bitty short thing, but I've got five or six different mag mounts. I'm going to get the analyzer, hook it up, check them out, see what they are. Take pictures of all this stuff and send it to you. I've got one antenna out here I've got to look up. It's that Alpha Delta Mobile. I don't know what that thing covers. Imagine he was running it mobile. great big, looks like a black tee, plumbing tee, down on the bottom of it. Battery's going down on this HT. It's down at the bottom of it, where it's marked Alpha Delta. It looks like a plumbing tee, about a 2-inch plumbing tee. I don't know what this thing covers. This may take one picture of all the assorted ham sticks and all that sort of stuff. I'm going to get back at it and let you go back to doing what you were doing. See if I can get this stuff sorted out and take some pictures of it and send it to you. And folks that want to see the spreadsheet, maybe we can put them on there, or maybe you can put them on there. I don't have anything to do with that much. But get them on there so they can see what's actually here and get rid of some of these. Well, Miss Amy, we said hello. Y'all have a good afternoon. What's left of it? Keep assorting over here and see if I can get some pictures made. 73, W4DJW, KI4DOS.
DOS, KN4VWA. Hey, how's this rig sound to you?
Sounds real good over here on the HT.
Alright, well, good deal. This is that FT-736R. Radio, and it is 100% operational, power supplies, everything. It's tip-top shape again. And, you know what we discussed yesterday about fully utilizing equipment? Decision to go ahead and let this puppy go. Do you want to list it on the swap shop tomorrow night, or Wednesday? Okay, well, you remember what I was saying about passing it along?
Yeah.
All right, if somebody wants to get started in satellites, I'll text you what I want for it, okay? And it'll be a one heck of a good price. So, and then I'll look for a little bit of guidance from you on that, too.
Me a text, that'll be fine. That way I'll have the price and I'll go ahead and set it up on the swap meet for tomorrow night. Wednesday night. Today's Monday.
And as bad as me. Oh, yeah, that's what we'll do. And you've got all of my info, right?
Yeah.
Deal, good deal. And we'll get that going and... I'll look to hear about it on the swap shop. FT-736R. So, all right, I appreciate it, Gary. And I will talk to you again soon. KN4VWA, I'll be clear after you find it.
I'll watch for the text to come across, and I'll put it on the book. And we'll announce it on come Wednesday night. Unless somebody's heard us talking and gets in touch with you before then. So, we'll talk to you later. KN4VWA, KI4DOS, portable clear.
TW Mobile.